This is Todd from the Reading Fan blog. I'm up in the Premier Inn in Newcastle. We're on our way to the Newcastle versus Reading game, our first away game of the season. And we're feeling quite optimistic. I'm here with my friend Ross, who's predicting a win. Ross, what are you saying?
2-1 Reading.
2-1 Reading is the that's the verdict from Ross. I was a little bit less, more cautious, shall we say. I thought maybe a 1-1 draw, same as they had against West Brom. We drew our first game, obviously, against Nottingham Forest, so it wouldn't be a massively positive start, but 1-1 away at Newcastle, that's not too bad a result. We're not too sure about the team today. What do you reckon about the team? I was thinking that maybe Matt Mills might come in, but Cisse, he'd be unfortunate to lose his place. What do you reckon, Ross?
I think Cisse and Alex Pearce will both start.
Cisse and Pearce. Pearce has done well this season, hasn't he, so far? He's been pretty solid.
Yep, very. Apart from the angle.
And do we think Church is going to be up front again, or maybe Shane Long?
I think he might put Church out on the wing, maybe.
Yeah, Church did quite well on the right wing last week.
Shane Long on his own up front, Carney on the other wing.
I'd agree with that. Church on the right, maybe Shane Long up front.
Scott Davies.
Scott Davies has been very good this season, so hopefully he'll be able to do the goods. And if you're having a bet today, who would it be on? What's your bet going to be?
First goal.
Whatever bet you like.
Shane Long, first goal scorer, 2-1.
Shane Long 2-1. I don't know what odds you get on that. I might go for Davies. I saw that you can get 70-1 on Davies to score the only goal of the game. I don't know how true that. Yeah, I saw it on the Reading site. I mean, I like my long gambles, so that could be the one to go for. But yeah, that's what we're saying before the game. Hopefully, we'll be in the same high spirits after the game, and not crying into our beers. We'll be on the beers either way, but hopefully, we'll be celebrating with them and not crying into them.